This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Stormy weather and low visibility put the search for a missing boater on hold all day Thursday. Patrick Nick, age 29, went missing Wednesday morning while boating alone from Bethel to Tintatiliak in storm conditions. Alaska State Troopers report that Nick was on the phone with his wife when he told her that his boat had begun taking on water. She called the troopers just after midnight on Wednesday morning to report her husband's condition. Around 2 a.m., the Air National Guard dispatched an AC-130 Combat King II airplane and an HH-60 Pave Hawk helicopter from Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage. The Air National Guard flew an aerial search for 15 hours on Wednesday looking for Nick. On Wednesday afternoon, local searchers from Tintatiliak found Nick's boat overturned in the Kuskokwim River. Storm conditions grounded the search throughout the day Thursday. Continuing in search and rescue, an elderly couple rescued three moose hunters when their boat capsized on the Kuskokwim River. Caught in the moment, the hunters didn't get the elders' names. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports, now the hunters are looking for the couple so they can thank them.
September is moose hunting season along the Kuskokwim River. When the season arrived, so did a storm, with driving rain and high winds. In these conditions, Jason Jarrett, his friend, and his teenage son set out from Bethel with their rifles and camping gear in an 18-foot Lund.
We left out to go down to the Johnson, and by the time we got to Napakiak, the weather wasn't getting any better.
As they neared the slough near Napakiak, the water grew choppier.
So we made a decision to turn around because we didn't want to be coming back at dark time through all this.
Boating against the current, about a mile outside Bethel, the waves turned to 6-foot swells.
Our boat just was on a wave just perfect. The motor came out of the water. We lost a little bit of momentum. The nose went down just a little bit enough for it to bring it in. That put enough weight in the boat, and it just kept coming.
Water flooded the boat, capsizing it. All three of the hunters were wearing life jackets. Floating about 50 yards from the bank, they climbed on top of the upside-down Lund.
We were on top of it for about 5 to 10 minutes, actually. I was getting ready to take my waders off and swim to shore.
When, suddenly, a boat appeared in the distance, driven by two elders. The couple stopped, and the hunters climbed into the boat. The elders carried the hunters to Bethel, dropping them off at Brown Slough. Then they left.
I didn't get no names, no nothing. We were just so shooken up when we got back. We just kept shaking their hands and just telling them thank you and giving them praise for saving us on that day.
Now, calmed down, Jarrett is trying to find the elders, who he calls, quote, a blessing come true.
I just really want to talk to them again and tell them thank you again. And if there's anything I can do to ever repay this, I gladly will.
Jarrett has posted his phone number on Facebook, hoping the couple will reach out to him. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Next in municipal politics, continuing our series of profiles on candidates for Bethel City Council, I sat down with first-time candidate Haley Hansen.
Haley Hansen was born and raised in Bethel and attended BRHS and UAF. After a 6-month stint in the planning office with current planning director Ted Meyer, she realized her true path was education, and she's back at BRHS in her second year of teaching. Hansen says she decided to run for city council after observing the way the current council operates.
I think that the current city council, the climate is not representative of our community. I think there's been a lot of infighting, a lot of non-cooperation, and I don't think that represents Bethel.
Hansen thinks the current issues are created by a lack of decorum from council members.
Whether you have issues with someone on the council or not, you have to find a way to be professional in how you conduct yourself and how you carry out the process of listening to the community, working with other council members, and putting aside your own interests for the good of Bethel.
This is Hansen's first bid for Bethel City Council. She says her internship in the planning office and working with community members at the school has prepared her for the position. It was at her workplace that Hansen seen what she says is the biggest issue in Bethel, alcohol.
And seeing students at school that are dealing with it firsthand, we need to get a handle on that.
Hansen admits she doesn't have the silver bullet, but she thinks more community partnerships will help.
Whether that's through YKHC, the schools, the city so that we can tackle this in a lot of different ways so that we're supporting our community and also building community so that people aren't siloed off trying to handle these big issues by themselves.
Hansen says the issue of alcohol isn't going away. One thing she supports is continuing to reevaluate the city's position on alcohol. The community will vote on the local option for alcohol this October. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
Continuing in municipal politics, the ordinance to pay Bethel City Council members is dead. The City Council passed an ordinance earlier this year that would pay members for attending meetings. It would have gone into effect if residents voted in favor of it in the 2019 election. However, council members never took the action of actually putting it on the ballot, and the deadline has passed. The council could try again to pay its members, but it would have to introduce a brand new ordinance. This marks the sixth straight time since 2001 that the Bethel City Council has introduced an ordinance to compensate its members. All six ordinances ultimately failed. Finally, the group trying to recall Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy has submitted signatures to state elections officials as part of their effort's initial phase. The recall Dunleavy group needed 28,501 signatures as part of its application. It says it collected about 49,000. The group previously said it had gathered more than the minimum, but wanted to collect through the end of the state fair last weekend to have a buffer against any signatures that are disqualified. The State Division of Elections says it will begin the signature verification process and ask the Department of Law for an opinion on whether the anti-Dunleavy group's grounds for recall meet legal requirements. The division says it aims to finish the work in 2 months. If the application is approved, it would trigger additional signature gathering. The group, among other things, accuses Dunleavy of separation of powers, violation and breaking state law by not appointing a judge within a legal time frame. Dunleavy took office in December. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for news Yukdun coming up.